Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. Today is another AMA episode, that is, Ask Me Anything. I'd love to answer your questions, and if you have a question you think is going to be of broad interest, send it in. I'll answer it live on the air. Send your questions to Victor at victorjm.com. That's Victor at victorjm.com. Today's question comes from Michael, and he writes, "Hey, Victor, I've been investing in multifamily properties for over a decade, mostly in smaller deals, but a few in the $1 to $2 million range. I've been encouraged to do a cost segregation study many times over the years and cannot get the math to pencil out. As an actuary by trade, I have a high degree of confidence in my analysis, but I'm wondering if I'm missing something or if this works in some cases. Have you had any deals where completing a study made sense? If so, can you explain why it made sense?" Well, Michael, this is a great question. First of all, I need to say that I'm not an accountant and therefore I'm not really qualified to comment on specific elements of tax. What I'm willing to do is share my understanding, which, by the way, could be incorrect, and direct you to a qualified tax professional who specializes in this aspect of the tax code. Within our team, we have performed numerous cost segregation studies over the years, but they've all been considerably larger than the $1 to $2 million range that you described. So I don't have an actual point of comparison for something that's in your price range. As I understand it, the purpose of a cost segregation study is to allow you to accelerate your depreciation expense. The default depreciation schedule for most real estate is 27 years. Depreciation is not a real cash expense. It's a phantom expense that the tax man allows you to take when you're carrying a capital item on your balance sheet. When you sell a property, that depreciation is going to have the effect of lowering your basis when it comes time to calculate the capital gain when you sell the property. That depreciation recapture can sometimes increase the amount of tax owing on the back end. The depreciation recapture argument is often used as a reason why it does not make sense to take advantage of depreciation, or, in this case, accelerated depreciation. The fact is, if depreciation recapture is being calculated correctly, then those portions of the property that are fully used up, meaning they are depreciated, those should be excluded from the recapture calculation. You see, not everything associated with a property has the same useful life. For example, if you have carpeting, that's definitely going to need to be replaced much sooner than 27 years. Appliances certainly have a shorter actual life than 27 years. And the purpose of cost segregation is to break the property apart into its constituent pieces so you can accelerate the depreciation of those components of the property that have a shorter life. And that in turn lowers your tax. Most of the time, a cost segregation study is going to cost you a few thousand dollars. And if the property is too small, it's questionable whether the tax savings are going to be enough to offset the cost of performing the cost segregation study to begin with, especially if it's performed by an engineering firm. The land component of the property, of course, does not depreciate at all. It's the improvements that depreciate. So when you have an investment in a property, it is to your advantage to take the depreciation expense to offset the income from the property. There are also some circumstances when you can use that depreciation expense to offset income that is not directly associated with the property, so you can offset other income. But in order to do that, you need to be classified as a real estate professional. Again, my role here is not to offer tax advice, but hopefully to arm you with enough questions that you can have a viable conversation with your tax accountant or a cost seg specialist. Now, we recently had a guest on the podcast named Joseph Vyrie, who is a cost segregation specialist. That episode published on August the 5th. I would encourage you to go back and listen to that episode specifically because we deal with various elements of your specific question in substantial detail. In that episode, Joseph describes a low-budget cost segregation offering called an analytical study or the modeling approach. That method does not involve a site visit, does not require detailed measurements of every aspect of your building. These types of studies are also accepted as valid by the IRS. At the end of the day, you as a building owner don't really care if the engineering study is accurate to four decimal places of precision. You care about saving the tax. An analytical study that's going to save you more in tax than no cost segregation study at all is still a benefit. And so a modeling study can be done for under $1,000 as compared with a full engineering study that will cost several thousand dollars to complete. And it's that lower cost. It makes the cost segregation a cost-effective solution for those properties that are even below $1 million in total cost. So what you're describing, having properties in the $1 to $2 million range, definitely matches with the conventional wisdom around cost segregation. I would encourage you to search for a cost segregation specialist that offers an analytical offering. Joseph Vyrie is one of them. I suspect there's probably others as well. Again, I'm not here to offer tax advice, but can hopefully point you in a useful direction. I want to thank you, Michael, for a wonderful question, and for the listeners at home, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.